For a third time, lawyers for accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev are trying to get his terrorism trial moved out of Boston. The attorneys suggest in a new motion there's now evidence that the judge in the case was wrong to believe a fair trial here is possible. They point to initial questionnaires filled out by 1,400 prospective jurors, which shows 68% of them showed up already believing Tsarnaev is guilty. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, though, the judge is pushing back by accusing the lawyers of violating court confidentiality.
Just a week ago, when defense attorneys for Jahar Tsarnaev asked to suspend jury selection, Judge George O'Toole dismissed them in a word, denied. He told the government it didn't have to reply, and he held no hearing. Instead, he wrote, "My detailed review of juror questionnaires in preparation for voir dire has so far confirmed my judgment that a fair and impartial jury can and will be chosen." Yesterday brought a dramatic challenge to O'Toole's judgment. Excerpt after excerpt from jurors' written statements on questionnaires that demonstrate the depth of public opinion and emotion, says the defense, making a fair trial impossible. Consider what this prospective juror had to say. "I think a public execution would be appropriate, preferably by bomb at the finish line." From another, "We all know he's guilty, so quit wasting everybody's time and string him up."
It just begs common sense to say that this case wouldn't be better off elsewhere.
That's criminal defense attorney John Kuna, who has no involvement in the case. He says the data in the defense's memorandum indicate the overwhelming feeling in the District of Eastern Massachusetts that, quote, he's guilty. On the questionnaires, 94% of prospective jurors said they had been exposed to publicity on the case, from moderate to a lot. And no manner of individual questioning of prospective jurors by the judge will remedy that prejudice, says Kuna.
This memo has made it absolutely clear. If there's no change of venue in this case, there's no such thing as change of venue.
Jerry Leone, who was once second in command at the U.S. Attorney's Office here, successfully prosecuted the Al-Qaeda terrorist and shoe bomber Richard Reed. As the prosecutor of the first Al-Qaeda terrorist to be convicted, Leone has a strong reputation in law enforcement.
I find the data that was presented in the third motion to change venue today as compelling data, and data that would, in all likelihood, cause you to pause and reconsider whether or not a change of venue might be prudent.
Consider these written statements by prospective jurors who, a check of the records reveals, made it past the first preliminary cut and were then called to appear for individual questioning. Quote, "I work with a woman whose son and daughter-in-law both got amputated of a leg, and this, my friend was there. It got blown up. Her child was severely wounded. And from a juror who was in the vicinity of the bombing, one of the most terrifying things I have ever been through. Here's another one. My friend, Al, was a first responder at the finish line. His description of what happened still haunts me." And these were people who made it past the questionnaire to the next round, selecting a fair and impartial jury. How?
Well, that's a real good question. How did they?
Criminal defense attorney John Kuna.
I don't understand how any of those people could get by a preliminary screening.
Judge O'Toole continues to ask jurors, "Can you set aside your opinions and emotions and consider what the facts of the case and the law say?" With the release of the once confidential statements, the defense is making its bold statement. They can't. Not in Eastern Massachusetts. At the end of the day, the judge ordered the defense motion sealed. In terse language and straightforward fashion, he called the release of data and excerpts from the questionnaires improper, a violation of confidentiality and the integrity of the process. Overlooked for the moment is the postponement of opening statements that had been scheduled to begin next Monday, an indication that the judge was overconfident in his belief he could pick a fair and impartial jury so quickly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.